you are a skin type 3, which is burns moderately, tans average.
At Electric Sun Tanning Salon in Lenexa, Heather Cooper guides newcomers through a skin type analysis to get them started on a tanning regimen. Many salons, like this one, follow voluntary safety practices as well as state regulations. In Kansas, salons are required to post safety warnings and provide those little goggles, among other rules. But Missouri currently has no state laws or even regulations regarding tanning, and health advocates say more needs to be done to protect people like Abby Eckel.
I don't think I knew many people that didn't indoor tan.
Abby Eckel went to Piper High School in Kansas City, Kansas, class of 2007. It started as a way to get ready for a dance, but it wasn't long before, like a lot of her classmates, she was tanning every day.
Well, after softball practice, you would see every girl you just had practice with at the tanning salon.
Through some ups and downs, the indoor tanning industry in the U.S. has continued to grow in recent years into a $5 billion a year industry, thanks in part to teenagers like Eckel, who tanned despite increasing numbers of reports linking indoor tanning with skin cancer.
I guess I thought of it as a lesser type of cancer that more people defeat than as opposed to lung cancer or breast cancer or something like that.
In fact, one person dies from melanoma every hour in the U.S. That's the most dangerous form of skin cancer, but one in five will develop some kind of skin cancer at some time in their life.
I'm Dr. Brenda Balaraman. I'm finishing up my residency at Barnes Jewish Hospital.
As a dermatologist, Dr. Balaraman spends a lot of her time treating skin and diseases like skin cancer, but she recently turned her scientific lens on the Missouri tanning industry. As part of a study, she and a partner called hundreds of tanning salons across the state.
We portrayed ourselves as teenagers wanting to get a tan.
They found that 43% of Missouri salon employees said there were no risks to indoor tanning. 65% would allow children as young as 10 or 12.
We were disheartened, but not completely surprised, because there have been other studies done in other states without legislation, and this mirrors some of the findings in other states.
Recently, groups like the American Academy of Dermatology and the American Cancer Society have been pushing for new tanning laws. In 2014, many states are considering laws that would restrict teens from indoor tanning in one way or another. In the past few years, several states banned teens from salons altogether. That's what some legislators have in mind for Kansas. In Missouri, the charge for tanning legislation is being led by Representative Gary Cross. He's a Republican from Lee's Summit whose daughter Melissa had been a teenage tanner.
She was diagnosed with basal cell cancer on her forehead.
Cross is not what most people would call a rules and regulations kind of legislator. He's voted against regulations for dog breeders, against regulations for farmers, even loosened rules for home beer brewers. But he believes indoor tanning is different.
I do have a small business background, and I'm very passionate about small business. But I'm also passionate about human life.
In 2011, Cross introduced what he hoped would be the state's first tanning law. It would have required teenagers to get their parents' permission before tanning. It didn't pass. He tried again the next year and the year after that in 2013. Another law proposed last year would have barred children under 6 from tanning salons, but it didn't pass either. This year, Cross has introduced a bill that would only require parental permission for teens age 16 and under. Pretty tame compared to what's being considered in other states, but it's still being met with some strong opposition.
They've gone crazy over this whole thing.
Terry Wheeler is the owner of the Sunseen Salon in Raymore. She already requires parental permission for teens and doesn't think a new law is needed. A lot of salon owners like Wheeler think they're being unfairly targeted by the new proposed laws, as well as the 10% tanning tax created by the Affordable Care Act. Salon owners say teens will tan whether or not they have easy access to salons. Joe Levy is scientific advisor for the American Sun Tanning Association. He says that creating restrictions will just drive teens to tan aggressively outside or to buy their own equipment.
If you check Craigslist and eBay for several $100s, you can purchase a home tanning unit. So yeah, they are within the realm of affordable, and they'll end up in garages and basements, and teenagers will use them.
Despite those concerns, the American Sun Tanning Association actually supports laws banning teens from salons. But in Missouri, owners like Wheeler aren't convinced that regulating the industry is a good move.
Lawmakers are overstepping their bounds and trying to say what our kids and families can or cannot do. They're over-controlling, and they need to stop it.
Inside a tanning bed, fans whirl while light from 6-foot UV bulbs makes skin look blue. Plenty of teens will flock here in the next few months, but Abby Eckel won't be one. She gave up tanning for good last year after noticing some skin damage before her wedding.
I will never step foot in a tanning bed again.
For Gary Cross, the next few months will offer another chance to bring regulation to Missouri's tanning industry. But he says if his legislation doesn't pass this year, he'll keep bringing it back until it becomes law. Alex Smith, KCUR News.